Hello, loves. Today I just wanted to do a small little audio on some body appreciation. And what I wanted to show appreciation for was dad bods. Ruthie is a sucker for a dad bod. I think I read it once defined as a dad bod is a bod where you're just a normal guy who tries to do good by going to the gym once or twice a week at least, but you also aren't opposed to eating a whole pizza on a Friday night and drinking some beer. Basically, you're just meaty and solid. Some might say stout or broad. Some dad bods do have some muscle, particularly the arms. But oof, I just love it so much, especially if you've got a beard. But if you don't, that's okay. I think for me, it just carries, how do I explain this? I think for me, the whole term dad bod, it's like something you encompass. Like, I've seen guys with ripped abs and things like that that I would say give off those daddy vibes. Not usually, but they can. But mostly, it's that normal guy that while I'm shopping at the grocery store, I see him in the frozen food aisle picking out something. And he may be in jeans or just some sweatpants and a t-shirt. Maybe he's even, you know, it's a Saturday and he's got a backwards ball cap on. Sporting some scruff because it's his weekend. That sort of thing turns me on quick. In fact, almost, now that I realize it, I probably have a big problem. Any man that is alone in a grocery store is like targets for my eyes. I immediately gravitate towards them. I like to see what they buy and what they get. I'm a real people watcher. So now that I think about it, I do a lot of hottie scoping at the grocery store. I guess that would be my equivalent of, like, if I had a hookup spot to go, that would be it. Because I would see what they have in their cart, like if it's food that they would actually cook or if it's all microwaved or ovened. I would also get to see their eating habits. And then if they have anything indulgent in there, it would all come out to help me read them a little better. So, you know, it's all in the body language. What else do I like about dad bods? Hands. I don't think anything compares to a nice set of daddy hands. Good for grabbing, spanking, being firm. I love it. I love everything about hands. But daddy hands, oof, it's just too much sometimes to think about. What else? I like thighs as well. I know they don't get talked about much for men, but just those meaty thighs that you can grab onto, that you know are going to throw some power behind the thrust. Oh, it's such a naughty thought, but I love it so much. I love to rake my nails up and down thighs. It's probably one of my favorite things to do when I'm in good little kitten worship mode. I like to get on my knees while Daddy's sitting down and take my nails and rake them from the top of his thighs to his knees while I look up at him, biting my lip, and giving him a sweet smile. Those baby doll eyes. He probably hasn't even pulled out his cock yet, but I know it's gonna happen soon. So does he. But the game of waiting and sitting there and being appreciative, I really, really like. Plus, it's just a really sweet, submissive stance, I think. I enjoy it a lot. Oh, what else? What else about daddies can I talk about? The voice. I don't think that I'm biased because I'm a voice here, but I think being a voice has helped me appreciate the power that voices can carry when they don't have a body. But I think I love that stern daddy voice. I just love it. That throws that little bit of authority into it. Don't even have to be loud or growly, just very firm. That tone. Oof, and I don't know why I just thought about it, but if daddy has glasses, oh, I love when I'm being bratty and he looks down at me over the rim of those glasses and gives me that daddy look like you're pushing it, kitten. I mean, it makes me want to giggle and blush, and it makes certain parts of my body go all soft and warm and hot and wet. And it also kind of makes me want to keep going because I don't know what daddy's going to do, but I want to find out. Makes me very naughty, I know. I usually try to be a good girl. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. I'm sure there's plenty. Just know that dad bods encompass a lot more than the actual physical body. I've seen slim, I don't mean to stereotype here, but I've seen the slim, nerdy IT guy. And they can have dad bods for sure. I've seen the broader, more bear-like men. They're barrel-chested and strong. And just every limb on them is just meaty and thick, and they have dad bods. I've seen the man that is trying to get in shape and goes to the gym 5 or 6 times a week and is just ripped. And I've seen them have dad bods. I've seen the normal guy next door, just average, maybe a little bit of a gut, maybe not. Just a normal guy. Doesn't matter what he does, works out or not, he just kind of always stays normal. Perhaps bookish or plays video games or just does a normal 9-to-5. Maybe he manages a store or, you know, works at a restaurant. I don't know. But I've seen them have dad bods. Perhaps my issue is that Ruthie just sees the potential of every man being a daddy. You just gotta tease it out of them, maybe. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Maybe I'll help somebody discover their new kink. Which is fine by me. I think the world could use more daddies. Both just daddies and both baby daddies. I'm kind of greedy that way. But anyways, that is my spill on dad bods and what I can appreciate about them. So keep your dad bod rocking, I guess. Because there's people like Ruthie that do notice it, and we very much appreciate it.